This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All pirates, yes, they rabbi.
Aloha, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Jason Jones, and I want to thank the producer. How does she know how much I love Bob Marley? And it is a privilege to be here and talk to this audience. I'm the host of the Jason Jones Show. It's a little podcast, but thanks to Alex and his audience, you just pushed me into the top 200 on Chartable last week. So thank you very much for that. And yes, we're giving away a free copy of my book at movietomovement.com, The Race to Save Our Century, for Alex's audience. Now, as I'm looking out at you, I know there are three types of people on InfoWars right now. First group, there's the InfoWarriors. The InfoWarriors are those of you who are tuned in to InfoWars, Alex Jones, night and day, day in and day out, week after week, some of you for almost two decades or more. You're the InfoWarriors. And then there's people like, I must confess, me. And I call myself an InfoReservist. What's an InfoReservist? I don't watch cable news. I stay focused on what I'm working on, the topics I'm writing on as a writer, as an author. And I try to avoid the cable news. But when I see an overwhelming narrative on something very important, like a bogus regime change war or something else, and I'm not buying it, the first place I go is InfoWars.com. And there's a lot of you like that. There's a lot of you that are here now that you weren't here 6 weeks ago. We're InfoReservists. And now there's a third group, and those are what I would call potential recruits. And a lot of you are Gen Z. And you know this isn't kosher. You know the hyperbole, the fear-mongering, the robbing you of your civil liberties. There's more to it than we're being told, and that's why you're here. So here's what I want to say to you, InfoWarriors. Thank you for holding the line. InfoReservists, if there was ever a time to be called to duty, you are now called to duty. And those of you that are the potential recruits, I remember when I was a 17-year-old boy and I was going to join the Army, I went to the recruiter's office. My palms were sweaty. I was nervous. I knew if I walked through that door and signed that paper, everything would change. And I did. And life became a great adventure. We all get the call to adventure in our life. I'm a filmmaker, so in a screenplay, they're all broken down into three parts, Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, or the ordinary world, the special world, and the ordinary world. All the excitement happens in the special world in Act 2. The hero is the person in Act 1 who sees a great injustice, experiences it, or sees it happen to someone else. Most people who experience those injustices will look away. They'll unplug the phone. The hero is the person that answers that call to adventure. And everything big and grand and beautiful and frightening happens in Act 2. Then you go back to the ordinary world where order is restored, peace is restored, justice is given. One of my favorite lines in any novel and film, and it's in both, is what Frodo says to Samwise after they've saved the Shire. He says, we've saved the Shire, Sam, but not for us. Frodo knew he wasn't going there. And who loves the Shire more than anyone? Everyone. No one wants to leave the Shire. No one wants to go on the call to adventure. Oh, this producer's amazing. No, everyone wants to refuse the call. No one more than the hero. Because the hero loves the Shire more than anyone. The hero loves their republic, their family, their neighborhood more than anyone. But that's why they leave. That's why they answer the call. So I want to thank you, InfoWarriors, you InfoReservists, and those of you who are thinking about signing the papers. Now is the time to defend our civil liberties. We're going to have three great guests. Stephen Harriet is a columnist who, with his wife, who was due 3 days ago, is organizing a free Wisconsin, make the Bill of Rights essential again, event at his state capital in Wisconsin. Then we're going to have Tim Gordon, author of Rules for Retrogrades, and it's the conservative answer to Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Then at the end of the show, we're going to have Tiana from Left the Left Show with her Gen Z perspective in a segment I'm calling OK Zoomer. And then I'm going to give you my top 10 films for the lockdown. Out of the sponsor.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Aloha to all you info warriors from the west side of Oahu. I am your guest host, Jason Jones. My guest, my next guest, is Stephen Harriet. He's a writer, and he used to have a YouTube show that was one of my favorite shows. I heard him and his wife, who is due 3 days ago now, I believe it is, they're organizing a rally at the Wisconsin State Capitol in Madison, of all places, talk about behind enemy lines, to make the Constitution great again, to free Wisconsin. Stephen Harriet, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Jason, so good to be on. Thank you for having me.
Brother, there is the police state is taking advantage of this coronavirus. Totalitarians, illiberals around the world are taking advantage of corona to seize our civil liberties. You sent me some examples today. A priest in northern Italy reports that he isn't allowed to give last rites to dying parishioners. A police department in the UK publicly warned, if you think that by going for a picnic in a rural location, no one will find you, we will find you. Police will pop out of the shadows. My own mayor, the mayor of Honolulu, Kirk Caldwell, yesterday said, if you don't wear masks, it's going to be mandatory to wear masks. And he was asked by a reporter, well, how are you going to enforce that? He knew that he couldn't enforce that legally. He said on a press conference, I would hope there would be mob justice. The mayor of Honolulu and the state of Aloha is calling for mob justice. We have Duterte saying shoot people in the streets. A police department tweets protesting the First Amendment is not essential. Stephen Harriet, this is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I love that you mentioned mass, what do you call it, mob justice, right? That's what the mayor said.
So that's what, I didn't mention it, that's what the mayor of Honolulu called for.
Right, and it's funny, because you know what that reminds me of, is that's how communist revolutions take over. Statism can be people, mobs of people. That can be how it all starts, you know? People snitching on each other, they call it the rise of Karenism. Karen being the woman who called the police unnecessarily.
We're doing a segment at the end of the show called OK Zoomer. The Gen Z, I don't want to go on a tirade. They're very special. And they're on to something. And I'm going to talk to Tiana about that later. The rise of Karenism. Unbelievable. Yes. Karens are little tyrants is what they are. So
go ahead.
You're a writer. You're a producer. Your wife was due, is it 3 days ago now?
That's right. Our little daughter, Genevieve, I've been calling her the general. I think she's going to be a great leader, but she needs me to pave the way first.
So we see people all across the country standing up for their constitution, standing up for each one of those Bill of Rights. It's a beautiful thing to see, and it's growing every day. Now, you have every excuse in the world not to go down to the state capitol, not to organize an event. Did you get your wife's permission? Did she order you to do this? Did you decide to do this together? Or how in the middle of all of it? And what is your mother-in-law?
So for me, the last straw was Sunday, Easter Sunday. I'm with my in-laws, right? So grandma is visiting with her grandson, my son, Judge, and we're all hanging out together. And then the local Fitchburg Police Department issued a statement on social media, hey, FYI, you're not allowed to visit one another unless you belong to the same legal residence. Not allowed. You can't, even if you know each other, and you know that you've been isolated or whatever. In other words, the police are making this call. It's not up to you. You're not competent to make decisions prudentially about your own family, your own free community's welfare. And it's up to us to make sure that you don't hurt each other, that you're not allowed to. And, you know, I responded on social media right away. I just said, come and get us. Because what they're doing is illegal, right? This is a direct violation of our constitutionally guaranteed civil liberties. So that was the last straw. And I said, you know what, honey, we're going to get up and go to the Capitol. I said, anyone can come with me if you'd like. I didn't give them enough notice, so not much of a turnout. And we didn't get over the limit of 10 or more, which the governor says you can't gather in larger groups than 10. But we did go there. We read the resurrection narrative in honor of our Lord on Resurrection Sunday. And then I determined we got to do this again. But I was really proud of my wife. She came with me, and my unborn daughter is practically falling out of her at this point. This is very late.
Well, you know, I like how you said they're the law. We're not the revolutionaries. These governors are the rebels, and they know they're breaking the law. For example, Cuomo said, I'm stealing your ventilators, sue me. Well, he knows it's illegal. That's why he's saying sue me. But yet then when the president says he's going to exert authority over Cuomo, he throws a temper tantrum and says, what about the Constitution? I'll sue you. I mean, these little petty tyrants, we've got 50 of these petty tyrants that are dictating who's essential. You know, in Wisconsin now, you cannot do window visits to the elderly. Is this true?
They rescinded it thanks to an outcry from sane people. But, yeah, there was an effort to say, no, you can't even go and wave at your grandmother in the nursing home through a sealed window. Because that's a little too dangerous. A little too much freedom. Too dangerous.
For people around the world, Wisconsin, I guess, thank God, because those of us who complain, who are obnoxious, who are maladjusted, Martin Luther King did a great speech where he said, I'm maladjusted. People keep saying, Martin's maladjusted. I am maladjusted to a society so incredibly well-adjusted to tyranny, to injustice. And those of us who will not adjust to the new normal, which is never going to be the new normal, they need to get that out of their mind right now. If it wasn't for those of you who squeaked, you would not now be able to, in Wisconsin, go wave to your grandmother through the window. And they claim to be the ones defending the vulnerable. Yet our vulnerable are dying alone. They're living alone. They don't even want them to have visitors. And we're going to talk at the end of the show about these masks. And Pierre Manet, the great French political philosopher on the face and the person, and why he had a great argument on why the burqa denies everything about Western civilization. And you could ban it without... It doesn't have anything to do with religion, but the Western vision of the human person. And now we've got this new Orwellian version of the burqa that we're going to cover all of our faces with T-shirts and scarves. You're not even allowed to use an N95 mask because the peasants, I guess, that have them laying around are supposed to pretend they don't own them because of a shortage caused by a hysteria created by our mass media. Stephen, did I lose your brother? Well, we lost Stephen, but this is what we need. Those of you around the world, especially those of you in the United States of America, we are not the lawbreakers. Your governors are the lawbreakers. We are not the radicals or the revolutionaries. We're just Americans who want to run our businesses. We want to go to church. We want to play baseball in the park with our children. We want to go visit our grandmother at the old folks' home. And these radical Bolshevik revolutionaries never talk about the Constitution. They say science is our guide. Science is their guide. They don't know the biological beginning of the human person. They taught me, and if you're my age, they taught you until you were in 8th, 9th, 10th grade that the world was freezing over because of the U.S. missile program. And then we were going to all die from global warming. And now COVID-19 can only be cured by setting the Constitution on fire. Stephen, did we get you back, brother?
Yes, sir.
So how can people in Wisconsin join you? We got less than a minute.
Yeah, okay, well, they can join me. First of all, find me on social media or even email me directly. I am at sharreid at candidworldreport.com. As in, let facts be submitted to a candid world, as Jefferson said before complaining, issuing his complaints against the crown. So sharreid at candidworldreport.com. Feel free to contact me directly or find me on social media, and I'll sign you up to our list. We've got an email list going. And we're going to have a big turnout. I think it's really important that we tell our governor, you're not our governor, in the sense you're not our ruler. The word ruler doesn't appear in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. You know, we are the rulers of our own well-being and our own community, and we will take care of ourselves and don't need you to make sure of it with your own dictates.
You know, when I was a young man, I always would hear my grandfather say, every man is the king of his own castle. When you would be nosier, complaining about somebody else was doing in their home, he'd say, he's the king of his castle. We need to remember that we're the kings and queens of our castles. We're sovereign. Stephen Harriet, thank you for standing up. Love your Twitter. A lot of what you tweet, I say around my friends, they think I'm smart.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Jason Jones, and our next guest, we're going to get him on the line, is Tim Gordon, and he has a great new book called Rules for Retrogrades. I read this book two nights ago. It's a conservative answer for Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and I was a little concerned and curious because Saul Alinsky was an amoral sociopath who dedicated his book, that book, to Lucifer. And I had friends that worked in the White House under Reagan, and they told me when they came into the White House to take office over from Carter, they were shocked that they found boxes and boxes of Rules for Radicals that they would give to the new staffers that worked in the Carter administration. Really something unbelievable. So I'm thinking, Rules for Retrogrades, I guess I'm a retrograde if we're fighting those who are following the rules for radicals. But the one rule that really captured me was, and I tweeted this at the president, never let your judgment be rushed or altered because of an emergency. All serious policy initiatives deserve thought and vetting. And of course, in a political community like ours that's free in a constitutional republic, that decision needs to be discussed openly, honestly, thoughtfully, and clearly. And while we're waiting for Tim to get on the line, I want to address something I talked about last week, or my first time on Alex, and then again last week, and that is Q. When I came out and said that I can't even look at Q, I'm not even going to read these Q drops or read anything anyone has to say about it for two very simple reasons. And the reasons I gave were, number one, it's Gnostic. It's coming from an anonymous source. They use ambiguous language that can be interpreted multiple ways, and you cannot verify or deny it. Reason number one. Reason number two is they say things about real people that cannot be verified. And that's calumny. And I don't want to say something about somebody I don't know to be true. I got inundated, people saying the nastiest things to me, and because they care so much about preserving our constitutional republic and our way of life, that excuses them for just being vile reprobates themselves and how they communicate to another human being who's being honest with them. Well, the one thing I was getting sent to me, and I wasn't using his name, but I'm going to use his name now. I'm getting all these emails about Tom Hanks and Oprah Winfrey and that they were arrested. And you're going to see any day now that they're being held in secret jails. Well, of course, now Tom Hanks just did Saturday Night Live. And then two people send me emails saying, that's not really Tom Hanks. That's Tom Hanks' brother, or that's a body double. And I expect when it's, and they cannot deny it's Tom Hanks. The next Q drop is going to be Tom Hanks is actually Q's partner. They had to lie to you because he was a secret agent rounding up the bad guy. I mean, this is so crazy, guys. And you need to stop sharing this. You need to, it's just, unless you admit, like I have friends that admit, and on the Jason Jones Show, I interviewed Q advocates, and I was, you can go listen to it. They kind of admitted by the end of the show, it's entertaining. They do it because it's intriguing and it's entertaining. Read an Agatha Christie novel.
Hey, Jason, I'm here.
Oh, are you there, Tim?
Yeah,
okay, Tim, I'll get right to you. Do something productive. Organize a protest. Read Rules for Retrogrades. Tim Gordon, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you so much, brother. Great to be here. Honored to be on.
Well, you know, you were on my show yesterday, and I had mentioned that I was guest hosting this. And I, by your excitement, and I could tell you were such a big InfoWars fan and Alex Jones fan, I thought I had to get you on here to talk about your book. First of all, before we get to the rules, Can you define what a retrograde is for us?
Yeah, thank you very much. A retrograde is the hourly man, the needed man, the man for the present. He is a Christian who's not a coward, a conservative who's not a coward, one who's willing to go to the mat, even, I say, the grave. For far too long, we've been used to Ned Flanders' characterization of Christians, and that ain't it. Ned Flanders' characterizations of conservatives, that ain't it. He's willing to be honest with you and also to do a little bit of counter-infiltration, because the radicals, at the behest of Zelensky, organized a kind of storming of our institutions, news, entertainment media, the academy, and we need to take them back. And this is the rule book of 40 rules, how to do so, to become a retrograde, a midnightly man.
Well, these institutions are now being used to enslave us. The mass media is literally imprisoning people in fear. Good people are snitching on their neighbors. People that lack fortitude and courage are cowering in their houses, and they're doing whatever they're told because the institutions have locked them, have chained them. Now, 40 rules is a lot. I have ADHD. I'm like, this is a lot of rules. And I read earlier one of your rules that I, you know, we've got 3 minutes. Of these 40 rules, give us one rule that you really want people to understand that's important in this crisis, and then how we can get your book.
Rule. We put it up front for a reason. My co-wrote it with my brother. He wrote it. Always be on offense. It's something that boxers know, football coaches know, chess grandmasters know, military generals know it. We've been kind of lulled to sleep with the idea of defense winning championships. That's how coaches motivate their defensive players who don't get the score. It's great. It's cute. But it's not true. Offense is really what wins ball games. It doesn't matter. You can have the greatest defense in the NFL, but if you only have a possession time of 5 minutes out of the entire game, you will lose. Another way of putting it is, if football didn't have four downs, if it had 100 downs per possession, you're going to lose even with the greatest defense in the history of the NFL. Conservatives have contented themselves with this platitude that defense wins championships. And we've contented ourselves with the pusillanimous defensive posture. Boxers, when they're getting hit on, you know, close, you protect your ribs. And instead of that, how did AJ lose that shocker fight last summer? Because he was going up against a counterpuncher. Rules for retrogrades is a strategic and tactical.
Well, Tim.
Conservative.
Yeah, Tim, in your book, Tim, you say in your book, you got to win decisively. Because if you don't win decisively, you lose. And you talk about when Ted Cruz was challenged to a basketball match by that TV show host. I forget his name. And
Kimmel.
Ted Cruz actually won. But the narrative is he lost, right? Because he didn't win decisively. In boxing and in MMA, and you and I are both and combat sports fans, you know, they say never leave it to the judges. And if you're a conservative, we never want to leave it to the judges, right? We want to win by KO. Otherwise, we're probably not going to win.
Right. The judges have been created. We were talking yesterday about creating their own tribe. That's why the radicals, at the genius behest of Saul Alinsky, stormed the institutions, because they created a narrative and they created their own tribe. So the judges are the American hearts and minds out there that have been baking for decades in this leftism, in anti-conservative media, entertainment and news, and in the academy. So if you don't win decisively, if you leave it to the judges, like a corrupt box match, like Fury Wilder won, you're going to get screwed. You have to knock them out, and this book shows out.
Fury Wilder, too. Fury knocked him out, and there's no disputing that. All right, where's the best place for people to get your book?
Go to Amazon.com. It's Rules for Retrogrades. Rules for Retrogrades. Also on YouTube, Rules for Retrogrades, my podcast, Timothy Gordon.
Right on, Tim. Thank you so much, brother.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Check InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jason Jones, and now I'm being joined by my favorite YouTuber from the great state of Hawaii, Tiana of Left the Left fame. You look wonderful. You know, just 2 years ago, 2 years ago, you'd spit in my face, wouldn't you have?
I know, and you know what's also amazing? We are separate now. I'm not in your beautiful, luxurious studio out in Kapolei. I think we have been succumbed by the coronavirus, social distancing measures, right?
No, that's not true. Know what it was? It's I got emails that said, hey, we loved your show with Tiana, but it looked just kind of weird, the two of you sitting there together. And if they would have known what we were sitting on, it would have been even stranger.
Right.
You want to tell them what we were sitting on?
Sorry, you asked me to be on, again, even though we're not together, to have this segment called OK Zoomer, right? And I have, I'm really excited to talk about this segment with you, because
I want to preface it real quick. I am the biggest fan of Zoomer. My children are on TikTok. And I see the jokes and the demand, the craving for American liberty and freedom of speech and freedom of expression that is erupting from your generation, Gen Z. So I wanted to do this segment with you, OK Zoomer, because I want to know how you and your generation are handling the just taking away all your civil liberties.
Right. So I did some thinking yesterday, and, you know, most people that are being brought on this show, they have an expertise in medicine, epidemiology, constitutional law. And what I wanted to bring to the show is that I think I can identify with most Americans who, you know, were going to work just a month ago, who were going to school, who were living life, and now suddenly put in this really compromising position. And they don't know where to look. Finally, everyone is being brought down to the Zoomer level because we're getting all of our news from our phones, from our TVs, you know, from our favorite celebrities. It's natural. Like, what can we trust? And what is going on? So, from my perspective, from someone who sits back and just sees how, you know, that's the social square right now is online, on our feeds, right? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. Right now, I see three kinds of people in this pandemic. The first kind of person is the kids who, sadly to say that most represent my demographic, are those college kids that you saw partying out in Florida for spring break. You know, they're cracking beers, they're shotgunning, you know, they just have no care in the world. It's like a dangerous freedom. So that's one part of the spectrum, people who are just blowing this off. And there's the other part of the spectrum where people, and sad to say, some of the people who I thought were champions for the Constitution, begging the government to close churches or, you know, Easter Sunday, this past Sunday, we saw it. Do you agree that you see both of those things in, you know, online, Jason?
Yeah, you know, I do see online at least that sort of caricature of the Zoomers is wanting their spring break. But I think that's been swept away now. And now we see, of course, I mean, my wife and I go for our walks, Rebels. I wear my cowboy hat, my tank top, have my little dog, and we just walk around, and we're not wearing masks. We see people wearing masks in their car, couples in their car with their mask. And I'm like, oh, they're so afraid. Yes.
Jason, me and you will get to that part of the segment where we will talk about masks and how they're being forced upon us now, especially, you know, I went to Costco yesterday and you have to wear a mask, but we'll talk about that a little bit sooner. But I described two people so far. The people, and yes. I still know people that say, you know, the virus is the virus itself doesn't exist, it's a hoax. But then there's the third person, and I think this segment really speaks to them. It's the people who have a little bit of both of them. Of course, we express our sympathy to those who have directly been affected by coronavirus. They know the health impacts. And then on the other hand, we see people who have lost their jobs, who are definitely going to be impacted by this economic crisis. So my question is, if you don't know what's going on right now, you don't know who to trust, that's fine. But the thing that I want to ask is, where do we draw the line when it comes to the government protecting us for our safety, when it's clearly, clearly overreaching for their power and crossing constitutional rights? That's what my question is. So,
okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I just received a phone call. I use an employment agency for my employees. And I received a call from the employment agency saying that they were going to give us a class if we wanted. It was available. They were going to give us a class on how to wash our hands. And I said, that's amazing. Can you give us a class on how to brush our teeth, too? We really need to know, you know, how long should we brush? I mean, this is so patronizing. It's absolutely incredible, but I didn't mean to interrupt you.
don't worry about it. But, yeah, so if you don't know where this virus is going, I think as a collective, we need to figure out where this stops, where the government stops and where our liberties start. I think that, especially when we saw, you know, the church gatherings in, I forget what state it was, when they were in their car, Jason, if you remember, and the police were knocking on their windows and giving them citations while they were worshiping the Lord in their car. You know, and now we see that people are being forced to wear masks, right? Even though you think that it might be something that, hey, because of all this fear that's going on in the media, whether you know, are going to be directly affected or not, you have comorbidities, everyone has to wear a mask. And I know, Jason, you wanted to talk about how the masks were actually dehumanizing to people.
Yeah, well, in Hawaii, they passed those, they didn't pass a law. They just dictated you have to wear a mask, but not actually an effective mask. You have to put a scarf or a T-shirt over your face. Masks are for professionals. So no N95 masks, but cover your face. And there was a great essay written by Pierre Manet, a French philosopher, when he was defending the bans on burqas in France. And he said, this is not religious discrimination. But when you cover the face of a woman, you're denying her personality. We as human beings, we communicate through our face. There's a triangle from above your eyes to your mouth. That's how you recognize somebody. The mask covers that. Also, there's a great book by Malcolm Gladwell called Blink. How we communicate takes place in micro fractions of a second. So, and you can't even perceive what you're understanding because of subtle changes in how we, our muscles and our face tense up and relax. This is how we as human beings communicate, have empathy, and understand each other. So a senseless dictate on covering your face with a T-shirt really does more harm than good. And Tiana, so you're right. I want you to stick around. We have a minute left in this segment. We can finish your point, but I'm going to do my top 10 movies to watch in a shutdown. And you, as a Zoomer, told me yesterday that you never watched Red Dawn. Red Dawn's on my list. So maybe we can get your feedback on Red Dawn as well.
Yeah. So you gave me intense.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Okay, after the break. Okay, you know what? I love the movie so much I wanted to talk about it. Like, oh my gosh, I feel like I need to get a gun, but we can talk about it after the break, no worries.
Don't say that. Yeah, no, so, yeah, so then we'll just, in this last minute, that's my concern, guys, with the mask. And did you catch the governor, Mayor Caldwell's press conference on the masks?
No, I didn't. No.
So in it, he was asked how he's going to legally enforce it. He used the word mob justice. He said that, well, you know, I would hope there'd be some mob justice. The reason he said that is he knows that if he can't have the police do this, it's against the law. And he kept appealing to science, science, science. It would be comforting, even if they didn't mean it, even if they were blowing sunshine in my direction. It would be comforting if once one of these governors mentioned the Constitution. We got 6 seconds. We're going to be right back, Tiana. We're going to talk about the top 10 movies. Watch during the shutdown.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Welcome back to the final segment of this hour. We have Tiana back on to finish it up with us. Tiana, do you want to give us that final Zoomer point and how you are dealing with this?
Right. Here's the final point that I want to make, and I just want to really, really push our frustration. Zoomers are so tired of being manipulated through the media. We are so tired of being lied to, and we're so tired of all the blatant lies that are always being pushed with an agenda. We are the generation that has the most access, I would argue, to, you know, resources, stories that are published online. It's supposed to be good for us, right? But in reality, looking at this coronavirus epidemic, it is just another flop in a lot of terms. You know, we are already pushed with so many messages of how everyone's going to die by climate change, that back in 2000, when the calendars ended, that's when the world was going to end. You know, the cow farts and so on and so forth. I remember even net neutrality a few years ago, the entire internet was going to change. So please, we are fed up. We don't want to be manipulated anymore. And knowing this is going on in the coronavirus epidemic, you can't blame us. You can't blame us for being so frustrated.
Well, your generation, yes. There was a great movie by Dennis Prager called Adam Carolla, No Safe Spaces. And right. I helped market the film. And after marketing that film and watching it 100 times, I realized it got one big thing wrong. It said that your Zoomers are clamoring to stay in their safe space. But the reality is pornography has been pouring in your phone since before you were in puberty and you were looking at it. Just your moral imagination was invaded. You've been bullied since before puberty 24/7 on social media. You've been lied to by the mainstream media. You've been lied to by your politicians. You were a radical leftist who became a conservative. And I think this obstacle, this stumbling block, can become our stepping stone for your generation to take back what's theirs, these civil liberties that are being trashed right now, being trashed by our governors who have no respect for the Constitution, no respect for the rule of law. The only powers they're willing to fight for are those that they think are theirs. And they are not at all interested in what we as sovereign citizens, how our state and our federal constitution protect us. So, Tiana, now I want to go over my top 10 movies for the lockdown. Okay? Now I'm going to go 10 to 1. Now, number 10 and number 1, I think, are the movies people are most likely going to watch. And they're the ones I want you to watch first. So, number 1 is Jojo Rabbit. Oh, by the way, each of these films is about a hero who answers the call to resist tyranny. So, have you seen Jojo Rabbit yet?
I haven't, but I'm glad I'm listening to this with all your listeners. So,
okay, so Jojo Rabbit is my favorite film. It's about a little boy. I'm not going to give away too many plot spoilers. Who's in the Hitler Youth? He's very weak, and his imaginary friend is Adolf Hitler. It sounds absurd. He discovers his mother is in the resistance, and he adores his mother. And so there's this competition for the heart of this boy between imaginary Hitler. Imagine how a brainwashed kid in the Hitler Youth would see Hitler. Hitler, my buddy. Hitler, my pal. And this Scarlett Johansson does a marvelous job playing the mother. It's a comedy. It's beautiful. There are some heartbreaking scenes. Jojo Rabbit, and buried within the struggle for liberty, there are flourishes of the post-war year, freedom to come. So it's a very hopeful film. Jojo Rabbit, you must watch. I'm going to go fast past some of these that I know you've probably already seen. Number 2, A Man for All Seasons. Number 10, Jojo Rabbit. Number 9, A Man for All Seasons. Number 8, the only one I haven't seen, but I had to put it on the list because everyone's raving about it, Hoaxed. Just banned by Amazon. You can watch it on YouTube. Number 7, The Patriot. Number 6, my movie, a short film on YouTube, Sing a Little Louder. It's about the failure of the church to stand up to the Nazis in Germany. Number 5, you're going to go, what? Casablanca. Trust me. Watch it and see. Casablanca is a film for this lockdown. It's a beautiful film. Of course, it's a Hollywood classic. Number 4, just released, The Hidden Life. Like Alex Jones, Terrence Malick lives in Austin, Texas. The Hidden Life is on a young, kind of a playboy, Austrian farmer who has a wife and children, but he refuses to say the loyalty oath to Hitler, and he has to pay the ultimate price. It's a true story. A Hidden Life, one of the most beautiful films in Hollywood history. You look at this trailer right here. Stunning, beautiful, a must-see, A Hidden Life. Number 3, For Greater Glory. It's on how the Christians stood up to the communists in the Cristeros War in Mexico. For Greater Glory is a film I was also involved in, putting the financing together to. Huge cast, powerful film, applies for today. Number 2 has to be on this list, The Lives of Others. The Lives of Others is about the Stasi and how neighbors and even lovers and friends snitching on each other. We just had the mayor of L.A. with a smirk say, you know what they say about snitches, but in this case, snitches get rewards. Snitches always get rewards. That's why people snitch. Judas got his pieces of silver. People get reduced sentencing. You snitch to get a reward. Newsflash. That's why everyone has snitched. And, of course, number 1, and that's why I kept you on. You're a Zoomer. Just watched it for the first time. Number 1 on the list. Red Dawn. Wolverines. What would the Wolverines do in this rebellion by our governors to rob us of our constitutional republic? So, Tiana, That's my top 10 list. Is there anything that I missed on this?
No, I'm surprised you didn't put the Netflix sponsored Bill Gates epidemic movie that just released. Wow.
Yeah,
that's straight propaganda.
That's a must watch too. So tell me, we've got just about 2 minutes. Tell me what you're as a Zoomer seeing Red Dawn for the first time.
Man, you know, I don't think that people think that's possible, first of all. I think that they just think it's a movie, but just like the teenagers in the movie.
Young people standing up or our country being taken over?
Our country being taken over, or even the fact that, you know, war crimes of that extent happen in this world due to ideologies that they blatantly support on our college campuses, right? You know, I see people with communism buttons walking around campus saying that, you know, death to capitalism. So watching this movie, I got really scared because I don't know if you remember in the beginning of the movie when they first started going out in the woods, there were two kids that were crying and saying, oh, I don't know if we can make it. Let's just turn ourselves in. You know, it's safer that way. I think that would be the majority of kids today. You know, they don't know how to hunt. They don't know how to fend for themselves.
The mayor of the city becomes the administrator for the communists, for the Soviets. It's so interesting that your generation says this couldn't be possible because my generation thought it was inevitable. When I was in basic training, everything I shot at, threw a grenade at, or bayoneted had a hammer and sickle on it. The war seemed inevitable. The war seemed inevitable. Did it inspire you? I watched it with my kids, and I could see them being set on fire. Did it inspire you to say, look, I'm young, and obviously this isn't a war in that way, but it's going to take courage. Did this inspire you to stand up and defend this great, beautiful constitutional republic that we have inherited?
Oh, for sure. And I think that it reminds me that I don't want to wait till, you know, death is on my doorstep to act. Watching this movie really makes me want to prepare myself, you know, and stop tyranny right where it is. If you see it, put the fire out there, because as soon as it spreads, I don't know what's going to happen, you know, when people in power get into power.
And Tiana, thank you so much for joining us. And on that note, that's the point. Stop tyranny before it comes to a point where things turn very ugly. When Hitler came to power in 1933, it was a long road from 1933 to the death camps. It took almost a decade. When the Soviets came to power in the Bolshevik Revolution, you didn't have gulags the next day. You had terror pretty soon. But to this totalitarian regime that we saw, it took some time. We are blessed with a constitutional republic. We have a lot of safeguards between us in these types of tyrannies. We must not give an inch on our civil liberties. Each and every one of us needs to answer this call to adventure, to defend our families, to defend our neighborhoods, not only from COVID-19, but from governors who are rebelling against these great, our Constitution and our great political traditions that have been structured to protect us from tyranny, to preserve our liberty, to create prosperity. That's why us, a country of the peasants of the world, have come together to make the freest, wealthiest, most beautiful country ever. Go to movietomovement.com, check out my movies, and get a free copy of my book, movietomovement.com. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, InfoWars.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.